everyone. Welcome, insiders. Welcome to your Between the Sheets audio. This month, we're focusing on pleasure for her. I cannot wait to dive into this with you. I just have to acknowledge how much I love our Between the Sheets segment and that we, you know, I love that we get to explore topics like this together, that we provide, you know, audios that give you things to think about and ways to further your sexual conversations at home. I know it's not always easy for folks to do this and it doesn't always come natural. So I love that we're sort of the jump start for you to be able to do that. I hope that you're taking advantage of all that these audios provide for you. Pleasure for her. That's where we're going today. And before we do, I want to share some assumptions that I am making in the creation of today's audio. So I am making an assumption that most of you have a sense of the female anatomy and what it looks like and what different parts, the names of the parts mean, what they're referring to, things like labia and clitoris and vagina and vulva. So if you're not sure, I encourage you to ask your partner. They can show you with their own body. You can talk about it. And if you're thinking to yourself right off the bat, there's no way that's going to happen, I'm not asking. Or maybe you're saying, I'm not sharing, no way. Just look it up online, look up female anatomy so that you can get a sense and help to make sense of today's audio if you need something extra, if you feel like you're not understanding. I'm also making the assumption that for the purposes of this audio, I'm recording it as if at least one partner was born with a biological clitoris, vulva, and vagina. And if that's not your case, you're still welcome to listen as it might inspire your own ideas about sexual pleasure. This is for partners to listen to. So if you have a partner with a vulva, vagina, clitoris, you want to hear for sure. And the language in this audio will reflect that assumption. And I'm also going to refer to the partner with those parts as female and use words like her and woman for the purpose of the audio. So the language is going to be a little bit more clinical today. That means less use of words like pussy and more use of words like vulva. The vulva. We're celebrating the vulva today. So you can use your audio takeaways together. You can use them for solo play, however you want to make it work. The audio will be part educational and part experiential. I'm going to give you some fun facts, and then we're going to get into some very specific tips that you can try again on your own or together with your partner. Now, let's just do a little brief here on, you know, some of the dissatisfaction that can happen for some women, which is that, you know, sex is often very penetration focused. So if you're born with a clit, you can tend to feel a little bit shortchanged when that is the sole focus. About 70 to 80% of women cannot orgasm without clit stimulation. Not sure if you knew that, but that's a high percentage of women. So when you have penetration as the sole focus, vaginal penetration with either a penis or a dildo or fingers or whatever, and the clit's getting ignored, well, that is potentially going to create sex that feels less satisfying. And our whole mission for our Between the Sheets audios is to help you create sex that's actually worth wanting more of, right? And if you're feeling dissatisfied, the mistake you might make is not sharing how you're feeling about sex with your partner and sort of keeping it a secret. That's not going to work. That's why becoming a magnificent communicator is key. If you remember last month's audio, right? You want to keep in mind, though, that if you're communicating that kind of information, it's sensitive, requires finesse. And, you know, I'm certainly happy to create a future audio if, you know, on that specific subject of, you know, how do you navigate the conversations when sex isn't working? And I'll be happy to do that for you in the future. So before I get into how to create optimal sexual arousal, let's just get into some clit fun facts, shall we? Okay. So fun fact number one, did you know that the clit contains 8,000 nerve endings, which is almost twice as much as a penis. Incredible, right? 8,000 nerve endings. The potential for pleasure is out of control here, folks. Let me just, right? When you've got 8,000 nerve endings, it's like, wow. Okay, fun fact number two. Did you know that the clit can actually average around 4 inches long? And if you're not quite sure how long that is, break out a ruler and take a look. 4 inches long. And you might wonder, well, how is that? I thought it was this tiny little thing, right? This tiny little thing that I play with. Well, let me tell you with fun fact number 3. So the clit is actually shaped like a wishbone. The glands, or the most sensitive part of the clit, the part that you might play with the most, sits under the skin fold known as the hood, and picture that as sort of the top of the wishbone. And most people assume that that's the whole clit. But the legs of the clit, which are known as the crura, they create the wishbone shape, but you can't see that part because it's underneath the skin. So these wishbone legs extend around and down the left and right side of the labia, or the lips, hugging tightly around the vulva. So try to picture that for a moment, okay? Fun fact number 4. So in case you're a little bit confused, I want to make sure I clarify something that many, many, many people make the mistake of. So the body part that is commonly referred to as the vagina is not the vagina. It's the vulva, right? The vagina is only the opening where penetration happens or where babies are birthed. But the rest of this gorgeous region is known as the vulva. And I can't even tell you how many people make that mistake. So it's important to know that. So I think we've helped you officially locate the clit. And you want to be mindful because the glands, which is that part of the clit that's under the hood, can be very sensitive for some people. Some people more so than others. In fact, the sensations can feel so intense that many women prefer to have a slow buildup towards direct contact with their clit. Now, I also don't want to make that assumption for everyone because that's not applicable for everyone. Some women might want immediate, direct, hardcore attention to their clit right away. Again, this is why communication, magnificent communication, is so important. So you want to check in about that with your partner. So how do you stimulate this gorgeous, pleasure-filled region of the body now that you have a better sense of what's going on both above and below the surface of the skin? Okay, here's fun tip number 1. So try doing a full palm massage over the entire vulva area. So this means that you're not focused on using your fingers, which some people can be very finger-focused and it can just be too much fingers. Using your whole palm to massage the area. Now, if you have a nice oil or lube, that makes this even better because then your hand just glides over her with ease, stimulating all the right parts, the entire clit, not just the glands. Because remember, you've got that wishbone piece that's actually underneath the skin that you don't see, which is why you might not have known it was there. And as you're doing that, it relaxes her and it excites her all at the same time. And that, my friends, is another very important key to great sex, to be relaxed and excited at the same time, which sounds contrary, right? But again, I can get into the details of that one in a future audio too. We're creating so many audios just from this one. So, full palm massage, oil, okay? Fun tip number 2. Use your index and middle finger and go around the vulva. So what I mean by that is trace the wishbone, okay, in small circles. So take your index finger and your middle finger and just hold them up right now and put them together, okay, so that they're kind of nice and strong, almost as if they're one unit. You're going to make slow moving tiny circles with those two fingers, right, up and down that wishbone. You're going to trace the wishbone. This stimulates her entire clit, not just the sensitive areas. And the beauty of this is that it really warms her up for the more intense sensation that she will most likely want to have or that you will want to provide. Fun tip number 3. This is another nice one. You can stroke the outer edges of her vulva, that wishbone area, by creating a V shape with your index and middle finger. So again, right now, take your two fingers and hold them up in the air, and your index and middle, and separate them to make a V or like a peace symbol, right? You're going to slide these two fingers up and down the outer edge of her vulva, just outside the labia or the lips, so that both sides are being stimulated at the same time. Now, again, you want to start this out just kind of nice and slow, and if she wants you to do it quicker, by all means, you can pick up the pace. And again, oil or lube makes this sensation even better, even better. Fun tip number four. Once she's warmed up, then you focus on the hood of her clit. Use your index and middle finger, and you can move them up and down so that you're moving the hood that's over her clit up and down. That's what you want to do. You want to ask her about pressure. You want to ask her about speed. How fast does she want it? What kind of pressure does she want, right? And then once she communicates this to you, you stay consistent. And the reason for consistency is simply so that you don't lose momentum if you're both trying to build her up to have an orgasm, right? So, you know, you might be thinking to yourself, well, you know, I'm really confused. Last month you said that technique isn't what makes for great sex. And I want you to know that's still true. I still stand by that. It takes a lot more than technique to make sex worth wanting. But you'll notice that just from these exercises, you have to use what we talked about in January, that magnificent communication and that sexual empathy, to put things like this into practice of what we're talking about today and make them really work. And it's always good to learn new ways of pleasuring our partners, learning about their bodies, learning about what works for them, and ways to extend the pleasure play between you. So I hope that you enjoy all of this. Put it to work, right? You want to share it with your partner. You want to talk together. And then you want to take sexy action. Take sexy action. I hope that the audio helps you make big love this month. I'll be thinking of all of you during this beautiful month of February. And I hope that you have wonderful fun between the sheets.